Christmas ever?
Well, it was a good Christmas. You know, we stayed in Australia for the first time in about, probably about 15 years, I think. Yeah, wow. 10 years at least. And look, I'll give you why it was such a good Christmas. And I'll give you, first of all, my family setup, which is pretty hard to understand. But a couple of ex-wives and three children. So I got Sally, which was my first wife, with Caitlin, my eldest daughter.
Just doing this on the whiteboard. Going slower.
You do need a whiteboard. Seriously, I think it was Anae tried to do a family tree one day. I said, don't bother. It's not worth it.
It's more forest.
Yeah. And then I've got my ex-wife, Jodie, with my two daughters, Summer and Anae, and then Cherie and Boston, who live up here. But
right.
Yes.
Yeah, so I talk about Caitlin a lot, Anae a lot, and also Boston. But I hadn't spoken to Summer, my middle daughter, for about 8 or 9 years.
At least.
At least 8 or 9 years. And this isn't, this was, her choice. And myself and Cherie always, text and send messages. And
yeah, you do.
Also, especially, your Christmas, your birthdays, Easter, every time there's a significant thing throughout the year.
So, of course.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yes.
She was grumpy on you because of the breakup?
No, this was years after. This was years after. This was when she's just started to be a teenager. So,
okay.
But she lives under the same roof as Anae. So Anae and Summer, they got bedrooms right next to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Same mum, same dad,
yep.
But totally different. If you've got children, you understand that children are just completely different.
Yeah, they react differently.
They are never two the same. Mm. So, Summer's Christmas present, we always send something down with Anae. So, we'll try and, Nay, what does she want? And this is when I know she's mine. Nay goes, she wants his petrol and beer voucher. And I was like, sweet.
There's the DNA.
I was going to say.
I can handle that. I'm sure she doesn't want dim sins with it. No. So send her down a Christmas present as always. And for the first time in 8 years or 9 years or something around there, she texts back.
Whoa.
And
I know for people out there that, I got children that aren't in this situation. Might not mean much to them, but those people who are in this situation, haven't seen their children for 8, 9 years, 3 years, 10 years. My advice is that it will happen. It will happen because again, I didn't text her after that, so that kind of made our Christmas. And even texting Boston, her brother, which was fantastic. And then her 21st was only last week. So. Same thing, sent down the present and then, sent a text and she texted, the next day, which for us
is
as a dad who hasn't seen their children, one of their children for so long, and for dads out there that are in this situation, I've always said, there is hope. You don't know when it's going to turn.
Sure.
And it's been a long journey just to get to here, but it has been it was a great Christmas just to get that message.
Priceless.
Yeah.
Now, over the years, and Flan, Spider and I have been together for over 10 years.
Yeah.
I've seen this transition and I met Summer in the beginning and I've seen this transition and I can't remember who it was, but they said to Spider years ago, hang in, she will come back to you, hang in.
Yep.
And then I've seen you, Spider, say the same advice to other people that we know who are going through this. And it's true, I'm from divorced parents and they can get in your heads about the other one. Mm. It's terrible warfare. So, for you to always pass on that advice, even though you were going through that yourself, that was, that was pretty amazing. And it's come back to you because you've always held, like you said, you always held your head high throughout it.
Mm.
You never text anything nasty or anything, always sending presents. I always say to people, you are an awesome dad.
Yeah, but you never know when.
No.
You never know when. So, for us, it was now. Yeah, well, there's nothing more at the moment. But, it's one of those things that at least it's something compared to nothing.
Yeah, yeah. So you finally get this text. What was the first thing that went through your mind? How was that moment for you?
Just seeing the name come up on the phone.
Yeah, right.
And because I would have 100 text messages over the years that there's been no response, So I didn't respond and then, just slowly wanted to build that. So for parents and dads that are out there that, don't have faith, just have that faith because it could happen.
It's a tough time of the year for them. So your message is hang in there.
Hang in there.
Good on you, Spider. Nice.
Love it.
Wow, long time coming.
Well,
what a gift.
Yeah.
So good.
I was just so happy with the beer and petrol.
And so was she.
She'll learn about dim sims.